disciples. Promise to him, to himself, I shall not take disciples, and I shall stay alone. That was his mood. Then one day he went to Nityananda Prabhu's house. He's rounding somewhere, here, there, and hiding away. Everybody is searching, where is Sridhar Maharaj, where is Sridhar Maharaj? They want to make a mission headed by Sridhar Maharaj. It was also Sridhar Swami Maharaj's desire. You can hear maybe his steps, many steps. Anyhow, but Guru Maharaj hiding himself and going here, there. One day he went to Nityananda Prabhu's birthplace, Ekochakra Gram, village Ekochakra, Birchandrapur. And when he fell down to the Nityananda Prabhu's temple and prayed to Nityananda Prabhu, give your mercy, then suddenly he heard, why are you, which way are you expecting my mercy? You have much wealth, you are not giving to others. And which way you can expect from me, my mercy? You do not want to give what you have to others, then you cannot expect also from me. Then Guru Maharaj surprised, oh, my whole program now may go in change way. Anyhow, after that also very strictly Guru Maharaj taking disciples. We are also looking that the disciples actually who can take chastisement happily, he is really disciple. Then nobody wants to take chastisement. Everybody wants to take nourishment and praising. But chastisement, who can take very happily from his guru, he is real disciple. And Guru Maharaj knows it, that is, he is trying to take disciple very few. But after that, it's change everything. And now he has disciple, not maybe so many, but many disciples he has. He wants to make in the jungle one thatched house and wants to stay with Giridhari, like Muralidhar. Muralidhar's nature, I am looking, there is Giridhari Ji, and here is Muralidhar. And he happily staying here with Giridhari. But it is desire of Srila Guru Maharaj from here, must will spread Krishna consciousness. And we also will take part of that. Anyhow, today is very joyful, happy day for us. Hare Krishna. Acha. Okay. Brahmachari. That? Very nice. What is here? Yes, oh, he is Brahmachari. You make him Brahmachari. Pradeep. Nice. Then you can do arati. It is necessary first put there some water here. for the deity, you quiver but not fall down from the hand. Very inauspicious if it will fall down from the hand. Understand, Prabhu? Then you keep here. You put water here, there, outside, clean it.
Hare Krishna. Some water? You make some water to drink?
Myself? No. What that? Shankar. Conch. Before that, conch coming from the water, that is before, when
Before blowing.
Yep, so when you bought it. That is, I am fearful to take much prasadam yesterday. Oh, heavy, opulent prasadam. Srila Bhakti Raka Siddharth Dev Goswami Maharaj. Oh, very nice. Shankhadhani in the battlefield. It is compulsory. In Kurukshetra, they are first blowing the conch, the Bhishwarit. Tasya sanjannayana harsaṁ kuru vidya pitāmaha Shankhanādaṁ vinodacchai Shankhaṁ dadnau pratāpumāṁ Tata shankhascha bhejascha tanabānaka guvamukha. When Bhishwadev first blown the conch, then all the soldiers and senapati. Senapati means? Soldiers, senapati, not soldiers, Maharaj.
Generals,
commanders, everybody, they are blowing the conch. And Krishna, pancha jannanga hisi peso devadattan dhananjaya. Krishna, Shankha's name is Panchajanna. Panchajan Asur, Krishna killed him and took his body. That is the conch of Krishna. And it can, when Krishna blowing that Shankha, can, what do you call it? Fatiye dite patto, pahar fatiye dite patto. Yes, yes, can, when bombing, the sound coming and the window glass crashes like that. That type of sound was Krishna's conch sound. And here, there, Vedabhyas wrote in Bhagavad Gita, Saghosa dhaturashtanang hridayani badharaya. You explain, Maharaj. My English is very...
Shattered their heart.
Saghusa dhatrasa rastanang hirayani padharayat tata setai hair yukte madhishandane siddho madhava pandavascai va dibbau shankhau pradadnatu.
Chariot, white horses, Krishna and
Arjuna. Arjuna, Rathe Krishna, Hanerajudhar. Bhakti, very nice. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, every day necessary to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Very nice book. Maybe first few chapters is very hard for the new devotee. But others section is very nice. Sometimes it's very hard coming to understand. You can leave that hard part, maybe. But soft part you can read. Very nice. I have done first that. Fire is very sweet something. I am eating first that. Then when I have got strength of language and growth of mind, then I read some hard part. But if you give some hard lesson for a child, he cannot understand and not will get any taste. And he wants to hide himself from class, his reading class. And not necessary. I am doing it first. What is, when some books coming in my hand, I am trying to read all. And after, where is very hard, I am leaving that part. Kichu purche ki? At a coffee gong the village.
That's okay. Ventilation is natural.
Maybe something going over the top.
Then Maharaj, you can tell something to the devotee. Yes.
After Maharaj has spoken, I really don't know what I can say unless he blesses me with some divine energy. And he's always blessing me with divine energy. I know that too. But I must first, of course, offer my humble obeisance at his lotus feet and all the Guru Varga and Sri Sri Guru Nitai and Sri Radha Giridhariju and all the Vaishnavas and friends. When Srila Maharaj speaks to the devotees, I see that he has no difficulty with the English language. Actually, the language is not the problem. If we could only receive what he has to give us, then he can tell in any way, because the accuracy of his speech, the delivery, does not depend on language, it depends on heart. And Maharaj told us many times that before. One boy was in Navadvip, Hungarian or something, don't know about Maharaj. And he... yes, Maharaj, of course. One boy, Jai Shri Maharaj Ki Jai. One boy couldn't speak any English or Bengali or anything, maybe Spanish or something. And he couldn't even say, I'm hungry, I want something to eat. And so Maharaj said, but still, he got his food. Wasn't that he had to starve, because by heart communication, he was able to make everything known, and everything was known to him. So our line is a heart line, and life line is heart line. Once Guru Maharaj told me, jokingly, he said, Krishna says, I want hearts. I am hungry, I want hearts, not brains. That type of joke. And so, if I'm to speak anything at all, I do not know what to speak, but Marge suddenly threw the ball in my court, so to say. But the heart is the real soul, person, and vehicle, everything. Serving is through the heart. Other day Marge was saying that to do service it has to be done with a spiritual body. Service can't be done with a material body. Our very dear godbrother, Sripad Bon Bhakti Hriday Bhakti Manjura Bon Maharaj, excuse me. He used to come to Srila Guru Maharaj every day and put a flower at his feet and some incense perhaps and give flat on the butt. Many days he did that every day in the morning, and then one day Srila Guru Maharaj said, "Oh, you think you can touch the foot of the Vaishnava with your fleshy hand, material hand?" Something like that. After that, Bon Maharaj never again touched Guru Maharaj's feet. He used to give the flower and touch Guru Maharaj's feet. I wanted to say that. Then one day Guru Maharaj said, "Do you think you can touch the foot of the Vaishnava?" So Bon Maharaj thought, "No, I cannot." So he still offered the flower and everything, but he didn't touch the foot of Guru Maharaj. So the house service is done through the divine body, and how the holy name is chanted with the divine tongue. Very mysterious things. There's one verse in the Charitamrita that at the time of initiation, Krishna accepts that devotee as good as himself, and that devotee takes a spiritual body at that time and serves him with that spiritual body. Now, how is it to be understood? Abstruse matter. Very mystical matter. But spiritual doesn't mean that suddenly there's some injection and now the DNA is changed, molecules are changed, and now it's spiritual. But spiritual, again, here is the question of heart. To give sharanagati, to give ourselves, to serve. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not preaching to you all. I'm just telling some things that I heard and that were good for me and found, because I'm no one to preach. But when the heart's desire to serve is awakened, then immediately, if that is of course serving Sri Guru and Vaishnava and Mahaprabhu, etc., then immediately the conscious and living divine environment comes to us. As in Prapanna Jivanamritam, from one tape I recorded Srila Guru Maharaj's introduction, that if we search for a higher ideal, suddenly we'll find ourselves in a higher surrounding. Suddenly we'll be surrounded by higher thinking persons, automatically. It's very mystical and very great. So it cannot be intellectual or intellectualized. It's purely a question of pure heart and simple heart and good heart. Bhakti means heart, actually. And Srila Guru Maharaj translated bhav and kanti. Bhav, once Guru Maharaj asked, "What is the translation, bhav and kanti?" There's one verse in Charitamrita. Who is Mahaprabhu? He is Krishna enriched with bhav and kanti. So everybody was saying mood for bhav, and kanti, color, mood and color, or sentiment and luster. Everybody was giving these suggestions, in English, of course. And Guru Maharaj said, mood means one day this is the mood, the other day that's the mood. That's a transitory thing. And sentiment is a flickering thing. One day we may have a sentiment for this, another day a sentiment for that. And color is a superficial thing, like added color, pigment or something.
Reflected.
Reflected, maybe. And luster also is not very clear. Then everybody kept silent. Then Srila Guru Maharaj told, heart and halo. Heart and halo. That is why in Sri Prapanna Jivanamritam, when I tried to translate that, about the third verse of Srila Guru Maharaj, I used those words, that Krishna, enveloped by the heart and halo of Sri Radhika, not simply mood and sentiment, mood and color, but heart and halo, special type of communication. So when Maharaj was talking about communication, it is not that we become devotees and we become psychics and mystics, but heart contact is very, very real, and more real than anything else. It's not psychic, it's not mystical in the sense that the channelers, etc., would purport everyone to believe. But it's above every other type of communication or spiritual pursuit. So now Srila Maharaj so graciously placed his lotus feet here, blew the conch shell, played the maranga, went to the river, made mantra in the river, threw the water on us. How shall I say, this is the representative. You all know, of course, I'm not saying anything new to you, but I'm repeating it for our joy. Representative from the higher plane, giving us some chance for that heart communication. Bhakti actually means heart. Bhava. Sentiment. Bhava grahi janardana. Krishna only accepts the bhava, the heart. Heart. And bhava is also not imitable. It's inimitable. It comes down into the heart and then again goes out again to other friends. So last night when Srila Maharaj was speaking, first I was thinking, if Srila Maharaj will have some difficulty with English, I shall try. But then if I say something, then they will think that I know more than he does. So in that way I was thinking, what shall I do? How can I say, I cannot correct Maharaj, but if I don't correct Maharaj, then Maharaj will say, why you did not tell me? But if the people, new people, not all our family people, but if newer people will come and they will say, oh, this white man, he knows more. Then I was stuck in this kind of quandary. Then I stopped looking at all the doubtful faces, made some prayer. Then I realized it was not a question of language at all. It was a question of Srila Maharaj's calling the hearts of the sincere souls and seekers. And if they can open their heart and receive this flow which is coming from him, through him, from him, as you like, then that will become very tangible. And gradually, as minutes passed by, I saw it was actually starting to happen more, and it happened. And finally, when after answering very many questions, nice, very happily and humbly, as no one else can, then he chanted Jai Radha Madhava. And Raja Vallabha Prabhu and Sri Krishna Prabhu and two others, I don't know who, played Madanga, but so expertly. Like, then I cannot remember whether I'm in Bengal or in Australia or anywhere at that point. And that was peculiar divine dispensation. And who could hear that? Because I could not tolerate actually to hear anybody will sing that song other than Swami Maharaj, Srila Swami Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, or Srila Govinda Maharaj. And he chose that song, that holy song. And what shall I say more? This is the position. And the other point I shall mention is that point not only of heartfelt, but the humility aspect. I want to say a little bit, although I'm not qualified, but nonetheless what I heard, which gave me some hope in my practicing spiritual life, about humility. Humility of the Vaishnav is not diplomacy. Humility of the Vaishnava is not etiquette. It is also the heart of the Vaishnava. the humility of the Vaishnava is his very natural sarup, which means his natural intrinsic being, moves in that way. So when the Vaishnavas come to teach us, they don't come with a whip, standing with a whip. Once somebody asked Srila Guru Maharaj, is there also, I mean, the question, forgive me if I'm insulting your good intelligence by repeating it, but the question was, can there be love for the by the disciple for the guru? And Guru Maharaj a little indignantly replied, furrowed his brow, a little indignantly replied, of course, it is not always a man standing above your head with a whip. Like that. Very beautiful things. But what I want to say is that if the Gurudev, such Gurudev is there, Guru means heavy, and then disciple may mean light, but they are not serving, they're not giving their teaching through heaviness, through force, through coercion, through anything, but they are serving. They serve. And when Srila Maharaj came, we heard a few minutes ago, he said, how I can serve you all. That is not a question of, now I will show the devotees that we should serve, so I will say, how can we serve? That is the actual fact, actual inner feeling of the great souls, to try to consider and to do and to serve. Not only I'm serving my guru, but I'm serving the lower section as well. Their nature is like that. And that humility is what attracts us. Of course, it's not simply that we want to be served and then we're attracted. At least we would pray to be free from that at a happier stage of our spiritual life if we should be so blessed. When Srila Maharaj said everybody wants to be served, he means in our conditioned state we want to be served. But if we can become purified, we shall really have to try to serve. And to do that, to come to that, we shall have to be happy to receive some chastisement. No one wants to be chastised, everyone wants to be praised. But in another line we shall learn that when Vaishnava is being praised, he also considers that as chastisement. So when is it praise, when is it chastisement? Only that can be conceived in the heart of the Vaishnava. Nobody else, not in the Encyclopedia Britannica, or the Oxford University, or the Chicago University, or the, I don't know what's in Australia, maybe, in Lismore, eh?
New England, they call it New England University.
New England University. Only, this can only be understood in the heart of the pure Vaishnava, only. No one else. And that Vaishnava may be Brahman or outcast or black man or white man or aristocracy or aborigine, anything, everything. And that's why Mahaprabhu's mission is so great, so universal, and that is why Mahaprabhu's mission is the top of all missions. And so I had some instrumentality, however slight, that His Divine Grace came here and is here today and gracing us so kindly and mercifully and humbly. And but without you all, I wouldn't have even had that, because to whom would we have brought him? So very sublime and very beautiful and heart-touching moment for us all on this holy day, auspicious day. This day must be remembered in your diary, Muralidhar Prabhu. And if I try to speak about the devotees, I will have to tell each devotee by every name, and I'm afraid if I tell one devotee I shall leave another devotee out. But what Srila Maharaj has told is the most heartfelt thing. Tell it offering Now we'll offer. Now we'll be offering. And some kirtan. Jai Maharaj. Jai Om Vishnu Pad, Shri Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Roshan.
Jai.
Here is Giridhari. Listen. Then, is it Giridhari, Prabhu? Yeah. Giridhari?
From the side, you're saying, on the side of Govardhan.
Yes. It's Giridhari. And here, Gunjamala, I think.
Radha Kundamala, no?
Yes, Radha Kundamala. Anyhow, Giridhari himself did it. Then, we must offer to the Giridhari some bhoga. And do some bhoga to the kirtan also.
Yes.
That will be good.
And any cloth is there, maybe in front? Extra cloth? If it is there.
If not, it is handy.
Or that what you made that wall? Not even cloth, maybe you made that wall, some unrolled, unused one? One man can hold.
Is there any plastic?
We are offering bhoga here, but there's no eating here.
Whatever is convenient.
Only ketan is here.
Offering here?
Here, Maharaj, yes. The books we can take down.
Really? Like that?
It's a permanent position right
there. Come on, hold that. We'll face the other
one. But is the offering ready yet?
It's not quite ready yet.
It's not quite ready yet.
In some time, small time.
Yeah.
Get some clean couple.
Has
anybody got a clean cloth? Has anybody got a clean cloth?
Here's clean cloth because
fine one.
All right.
No problem.
And
it's just tapped in, but
Panchapatra, is there one cup that's full, sir? But not from eating.
Yes, yes, coming.
Panchapatra, down the other door.
Yes, yes, Panchapatra, you send somebody.
Oh, little, plenty.
Who knows?
No. I had tape.
Everybody can follow, I think, if you leave.
Sometimes, not everything.
No, but if we hear, we can hear your follow. Song, then we can follow it.
Acha.
Without book.
Without book can follow.
By hearing?
Then no problem. Then Tarit Krishna Prabhu. You also take one. Jai Vishwas Sri Bhaktiruka Siddhar Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Bhajahu re mana Srinanda nandana Abhaya chara nara bindare He bhaja hure mana srinanda nandana abhaya charana bindare Sat sange durlabha manava janama sat tarahaye bhava sindhure abhaya charanara bindare Shitayata pa bata varisana edina jamini jalire sita yata to What are? Bipale se binu kripa na dura jana. Chapal sukha labo lagire. Shita. তারপরে সচর নার বিন্দারে এ ধন যৌবন পুত্র পরি জানা ইফে কি আছে পরতিরে ধানা যৌবনা পুত্র পরি জানা ইফে কি আছে পরতি কমল জল জল জীবন কলমল ভজ হুঁ হরি পদ নীতি রে শ্রবণ কীর্তন শরণ বন্দন পদ সেবন দাস রে শ্রবণ কীর্তন জন সখী জন আত্মনিবেদন গোবিন্দ দাস অভিলাষ রে অভয় চরণার বিন্দ রে হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে
হরে কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ
বলো হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে ফল হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে বলো হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে ভালো হরে হরে Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Haja bhakata vatsala shri gaura hari haja haja bhakata vatsala shri gaura hari jay shri gaura hari sahi gosvami hari Aja bhaka tava chala ki gaura hari Aha dala holo damo dara yai soya kono Bhoga mandire doshi kara habu jana Bhoga mandire doshi kara habu jana Bhoga mandire nije se vai se giri Hari, Saka mi bhaji nali ta kismando Sukuta sa Nali dalna dugdha tumbi dodhi mo cha khanda Amudga bara maas bara roti ka ghitanna Amudga bara maas bara Kaskuli tishka kakhira puri payo tanna Radhikaro bhakko yanna vividha vyanjana Radhikaro bhakko yanna Paramaya nande Krishna karena bhojana Hale bale laddu khaye Sri Madhu Mangala Hale bale laddu khaye Bagala bajaye aar jaye hari bola Bagala bajaye Radhikari gane eri nayane rakhone Radhikari gane eri nayane rakhone Krishna hoye Hare Krishna Yashoda bhavane Krishna hoye Radhikari gane eri nayane rakhone Radhikari gane eri Krishna hoye Hare Krishna Yashoda bhavane Bhakata vatsala shri gaura hari Raja bhakata vatsala Bhojanante priye Krishna Subhasito vari Bhojanante Abe mukha prakhalaya ho Kavi mukha prakalaya Bali hasta mukha prakalaya Jato kata gane hasta mukha Anande vishram karen bolo deva sane Jasa mati ragga pe ghanishtaya nito jasa Vatsala si gaura hari raja bhata javasara Bhojanante priye krishna subhasito vari Kalaya hoye sari sari Sabe mukha prakalaya Bali hasta mukha prakalaya Jato sata gane hasta mukha Anande vishram karen bolo deva sane Jasa mati ragga pe ghanishtaya nito jasa